after we talked to Sarah Palin yesterday during feedback, asked you, I said, hey, you know, obviously I've had some people on the show that you object to, Nugent, Palin, and so forth, and you said you wanted Bill Maher.
Well, I suggested the most obnoxious person that you could ever think of.
Mm-hmm. I'm working on it.
You are not working on it. You're not going to get Bill Maher to come on here and be abused by you.
Maybe I will.
If you do, I will bow down to you in reverence.
You buy me dinner.
If you get Bill Maher on the show, I will buy you dinner.
All right, deal.
Of course, it'll be at Wendy's, and they're not serving anymore
I heard that report in our news this morning. The Wendy's out in Rib Mountain burned down?
Yes.
Dude.
With people inside. People were cleaning. The employees were cleaning the place up.
Nobody was hurt, right?
No, nobody was hurt.
You know what caused it?
No, we don't know what caused it, but you're going to tell us?
Well, I'm sorry. No, you got to hit your own button.
The remains of Dave Thomas, which had built up on the Skeleton Grill over time.
Too soon. No, you stand too close to the spicy chicken sandwiches after eating the chili. That's what caused the little bit of an internal explosion.
They used that as an advertising campaign for a while, right? That the spicy chicken was pretty spicy?
It is a fairly spicy sandwich. I kind of like it. Well, I don't kind of like it. It's one of the things I almost always get when I go there. That, and I know this is just shameless plugging for him. If you want just the messiest sandwich you can ever get in your life, get the Baconator with everything on it. It's just this big...
And you don't have to eat for a couple of days.
It will tide you over for at least for most of the day. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've had lunch there and then said for dinner, like, no, I'm good. All right, so the big news is with the school board meeting yesterday.
Yeah, you're here, so obviously you didn't get arrested by raising hell up there yesterday.
It was a very well-conducted society meeting. There a lot of speakers, 50-some-odd people got up and spoke, pretty much united in what they were saying. There were some that said, hey, we're kind of concerned about the content of the music. But the fight, however, is not over. You know this, right? And this is where we're going to have to when we go and we vote, a lot of us think, okay, we voted, we did our civic duty, we're done now, we walk away. That's when involvement just starts. This meeting that happened last night and the school board making the decision, all right, we are going to return the power of decision back to the administrators, back to the principals of the schools. That's awesome. That's very, very good. But the fight is just beginning because they're developing a board or a panel to review the music policy. That, I believe, is to appease those that started this in the begin with, those that filed the complaint, those that threatened some kind of legal action. The decision to review policy, that's not going to appease them for very long because they're not going to be satisfied with a review and then nothing done. They want a review and then the end game of removal of Christian music from Christian performances, Christmas performances. When that doesn't happen, the specter of a lawsuit is going to be raised again. That's when all of us in this community who care about this issue have got to be involved. Now, that may come into just encouraging our school board to have a spine and defend and stand up against this ridiculous aggression.
Don't you think there's not any question after the brouhaha that started here that they will not be changing the policy, that they don't want to go through this again, do they?
No, I believe that school systems and municipalities as a whole quake in their boots when a lawyer points their finger at them and says, I'm going to sue you. Because how many municipalities have a war chest with money they're not using to be able to defend against these ridiculous lawsuits?
All right, but there are lots of other things in the school district that we would fight over.
Yes, sir.
If someone stands up at a school board meeting and says, I'm suing you because I think football is unsafe, school district would say, okay, bring it. We've got a lawyer. We'll defend ourselves. We're going to bat for the children. Or if someone says, I disagree with Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer being in the school library.
Mm-hmm.
School board would say, well, but that's American literature.
Yeah, do something about
it. Go ahead, sue it.
Right.
But the school board, to me, telegraphs that we're going to be half-hearted in any legal defense here, that they'll work to settle or make a compromise that most of the community doesn't want.
And I would say, in response to that, if there's no money to defend even a lawsuit against the football program or the literature program, there would be an attempt to settle and to negotiate and to come to a compromise. And when it comes to these issues, there should not be a compromise. We stand on what we believe in, period. So what I'm telling you is, when this specter raises its head one more time later on, you and I may have to be called on to actually put our boots on, stand in the trenches, and defend it ourselves. And that may mean put your money where your mouth is. That may mean stand up and help out with the defense. I'm just saying. There it is. Anybody else? No? You're sitting there just all calm, and you don't have any comment on this.
Well, I don't think there's any question what was going to happen last night. I think, obviously, what happened was what everybody expected to happen. With the uproar that happened and it becoming a national story, the school district had no choice but to do what they did last night.
Yeah, I mean, the executive summary, the headline this morning, is that those policy changes are being walked back now.
Yep, exactly. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. At least some victory. Stand tall. We'll be right back.
My alarm clock now is ringing loud. Eat my breakfast and be heading out. Turn the station on.